Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The date didn't, it wasn't great. No, I mean, yeah, it, like, we had actually, the date was fun. I just wasn't romantically interested at all. And it was like, but it was fun and I wanted to be friends with this person. Yeah. But
and then I'm sure he really wanted to be friends real bad too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like best friends probably.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Steve Green.
I'm Nikki Limo.
And today, indeed, we are talking about there's like almost like an epidemic out there going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pandemic, an epidemic.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Thank you. Which is that there's a lot of young men out there.
That's an epidemic.
Thank you. Tell me.
Men.
About, who are single, and there's statistics backing this saying that 63% of men under the age of 30 are single, up from 51% in 2019.
Wow.
And people say that dating feels more like job interviews now, or like even the getting to know you period seems to be gone. The technique and approaching seems to be under fire or scrutiny even.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea of hitting on women or men is seen as a predatory act in some senses.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I can see that.
So it's forced a lot of people to just choose, like, they're like, I'm just going to be single. I don't want to mess with this shit.
Right. You know, like, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not worth the hassle.
So let's harken back to a time where we were in the dating scene.
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
How were you approached? How was it successful? What was shit that worked? What didn't work? We're going to talk about all that today.
Yeah. Well, first, I just want to say my condolences to like the current dating scene. It Agreed. Sounds awful. I feel really bad for everybody. And it's not, I'm not trying to be from higher ground and be like, I feel bad for them down there. But like, I'm in several groups where the majority are single and group chats or whatever. And occasionally they'll like, you know, pass their potential matches, you know, through the group chat, and we all get to like analyze it, right? Or like conversations, like, what do you think about what this person said? And even the fact that they have to do that, like, where it's like they have to dissect ways that people are talking because it's all just so coded. Yeah. It feels like very coded and very like landminey.
Mm.
Where like, well, I don't
Describe
know if it means,
so.
I don't know, like, if someone says this, they might seem too pushy or like, but you know. Oh, you
I think
just want sex.
So zoomed in on red flags, right?
Yeah, red flags, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I feel bad, but I also want to offer genuine advice. And sometimes the people are creepy and like they're weird and there are red flags for them. And, you know, it does seem like a very hard battle to
Seems
like
you're walking on glass kinda.
Yeah.
It's really tough to navigate.
Yes.
So yeah. When you, like, I mean, I'm obviously you're a married woman now.
I am currently married.
Thank you. That's what I like to say. You get hit on, keeps you on your toes. You get hit on all the time, though.
I mean, I could hit on quite a fair amount.
Right.
I do. But okay, first of all, let me just go all the way back because I'm just like socially challenged.
Yes.
Or I was. I've worked on that a lot. Like a lot of people can't even tell now, like where they're like, you're socially challenged. That's crazy.
I was.
And I was like very oddball all through junior high and like half of high school. And then I had like a glow up summer, but I didn't know really. Like I knew I lost weight and I was like feeling myself. I was feeling good, but like I'd felt good before about myself and people weren't into me. You know, I had a hard time understanding why I couldn't find a boyfriend, stuff like that. Or the guy I had a crush on didn't like me back. And then after that summer, guys just got really nice. And I was just like, whoa, like junior guys that go to like in going into junior year, they mature and they're really nice now.
That's so
and
stupid.
I did not know it had anything to do with
me. As smart as you are, you can be really dumb.
Socially, I'm so dumb.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like it takes me studying human behavior to really understand and decipher cues. But I mean, I got pretty good at it. But like at that time, I really thought that they just got really nice. And and everywhere I went, guys were just like really nice to me now. And it was so different from the year before where like I felt invisible to them basically. And then one of my friends was like, he's hitting on you or he's like flirting with you or whatever. And I did not get that at all. So it took me a while to understand what was nice and what was hitting on and what was flirting. And even then, I'm very oblivious if I'm like focused on something like, it's like my mom and I went on a vacation together and she said that like I'd be walking and I'm always just like, I know where exactly where I want to go. And there would be like guys trying to talk to me or like looking at me or whatever. And I just didn't even see them. Like they were just not even part of my vision.
Sure.
So I just wanted to give that context because
this is important.
It just for it to stand out to me, like I have to like I had to really know.
Yeah.
And then the guys, poor guys, that like where I got it, it had to be really over the top for me to get it. So I kind of thought they were creepy because it was just like, this is really like, you're like suffocating me.
And maybe they had tried another, did they try something previous to
maybe.
That?
Maybe.
And you didn't know?
I don't know. I mean, okay. So like in high school, there was like this guy that would constantly like take my stuff like and hide it stuff.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that.
Common.
I just thought it was really annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know he was flirting.
Yeah.
I just thought he was really fucking annoying. But he just, like, wanted attention from me.
It's hard to believe that's a real flirty move, but it is.
Yeah. But I later I just felt bad because I was, like, I was kind of mean to him because I was so annoyed. But I didn't realize, like, he just didn't know how to flirt any other way. And I was in AP classes, so they were already, like, all nerdy, too.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
So it was harder. They were socially challenged as well. So yeah, like just us, like just not, there's a lot of misfires. But as I got into my 20s, I really only dated, I was very rarely single because I get in long monogamous relationships. And every guy that I dated, which wasn't many because they're long relationships, they were in a friend group first.
Yeah.
So I had like a while to get to know who they were before
that
we
happened.
Got a crush on each other and then got to feel each other out like, oh, you're kind of experiencing more than friendship vibes. And so I was very comfortable by the time we like admitted we were into each other.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, I don't really feel like I have a fair perspective because every...
But what about when you were single for a period, a stretch? Where guys were hitting on you.
Yeah.
What worked? What didn't work? What's creepy? What's weird? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the parameters?
I don't think all women are the same.
Obviously
so I just want to put that out there. If it doesn't work with one woman, don't just say it doesn't work. Like you try it out try your method out for a little bit. But for me personally, there's a lot that doesn't work. I am not physically attracted to people until they make me laugh or they speak about stuff that's really interesting, you know?
Yeah.
And so I don't like small talk and I don't like flattery. And so when a guy comes up and is like overly complimentary, and there's some girls that love this, by the way, like I am friends with girls who just wish that a guy would compliment them instead of negging them all the time.
You don't have to speak for all women. You're not speaking for all women.
But when the guy, okay, I don't like when a guy comes up and immediately is like over complimentary and then says something like, you seem really smart or whatever. And I didn't even say anything yet.
Yeah,
like, how do you know I'm smart?
Yeah.
Now I'm like suspect of everything you've said. It cancels everything you just said.
It does make you smart though.
Now I'm like, You don't know me. You don't fucking know me. What if I'm dumb as shit? Yeah. Like, you just said I was smart. I guess it doesn't matter, because if I'm smart, then like I just start getting mad at how he.
So you want the guys to personalize a little more?
Yes.
That sounds generic.
Yes.
Yeah,
I need it to be personal. Like something, I guess, clever. It doesn't, you don't overthink it or anything, but like it was always something, the things that worked were like, I'm just being treated like a normal person, like a friend.
That's good.
Like a buddy, really like a, like how you would, like this guy is talking to me, like how he would talk to his friend over there.
Yeah, you just say this to
where
anybody.
It's not like, it's not, personal. Yeah. But then he starts talking a little bit more and it's like, oh, what do you do? You know, and it's casual conversation. Yeah. And I know I said I didn't like small talk, but I don't like when this goes on too long.
Sure.
But like, you know, as the initial thing, it's just like a casual opener, right?
Yeah.
And then like, if they're able to be sarcastic or show that they have a, like a more dry sense of humor right away, that is very attractive to me.
Yep.
Like, so if he makes a sarcastic joke or like a goes into doing a bit or does a bit with me or something.
By the way, this is not how to try to date my wife. We're trying to help other people here.
Okay. I'm saying what worked for me. Like, what didn't work for me was over flattery.
Yeah.
I don't like it. If someone's talking too much about my physical attributes, I also don't like it, because now I feel really self-conscious.
Sure.
Like, I feel like you're just, you looked me up and down and you're like scanning me and I really don't like, I get very uncomfortable. And that's, again, not all the women I feel this way, but I was pigeon-toed most of my life. And usually when I walked past a group of guys, when I was heavily pigeon-toed, they were making fun of the way I walked. It wasn't that they were checking me out. Yep. It was that they were making fun of me. So now, even though I've worked on that, when people stare at me too long, I think they're making fun of me. Yeah. It's trauma. Yeah. And I think that they're like picking me apart and I really can't handle
it. Not for you, yeah.
So I didn't like when they would talk too much about my physical attributes.
Yeah.
I just prefer like a regular conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what's missing.
Yeah.
Because there's so much approach shit, so much pickup culture bullshit too. And like, I've never used a pickup line on a chick ever.
Good.
I've done very well with chicks in my life, not to brag too hard, but I never had an issue getting with chicks. Never really did. Only because I think, thank God, I have a really good emotional intelligence, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of tell, I can just kind of feel people really easily. It's always been easy for me to read a room and feel people, right? So like that's like not a problem. And then usually if I'm interested in them, I do just express my interest in, like, I don't know that this is going to work.
Right.
Or like we're going to even get on. But like, I'm interested in finding out more about
you. It's like a natural curiosity.
Yeah. And not like, oh, I just want to fuck you really bad.
Yeah.
And hi, what's up? I'm Steve. What's up?
Yeah.
Like that shit. Nah. I want to know, I'm interested in you if I am interested in you.
Yeah.
How can I get to know you a little bit better and just like start to chip away at that and like see what happens.
Exactly.
And it's like non-committal. It's like extremely low pressure.
Yeah.
And just like, who cares?
But like, that's the only way that I feel I can bond with somebody,
right?
Is if I feel like they see me, like me inside, not like whatever dress you're complimenting or whatever. It's nice. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying you're rude for doing that, but I just,
that happens too now though.
What?
You have a nice dress and then like come creep or whatever. It's like, whoa, dude, that's like,
yeah.
I've seen that a lot out there too. There are creepy guys who do that, by the way, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the idea that like, it's just saying, hey, nice dress, and people go like, I was sexually harassed today. It's like,
oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it's like not everything is that, but exactly. Like, I think that, yeah, people are getting scared because, and it's so easy for someone to catch something on phone and like take things out of context. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, those gym girls that
scares
do that
me,
on
man.
Purpose.
It scares me.
It's
dude.
Like,
that could be anybody.
It really could.
It could be anybody.
I look at someone if they're doing something weird.
And in the videos, like, it's so unfair because you can't exactly tell that they're checking the girl out ever. There's so, by the way, we're getting one angle. If you ever shot anything in your whole life, there's so many angles to something. And like, if there's a mirror in the room, it changes everything.
And also when someone's filming themselves, they like start posing and acting different.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's kind of hard
and
not.
They're performing.
Yeah, it's hard not to look at them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not like you're checking them out. I look at people where I'm like, what are they doing? Like, oh, they're doing a video. And like, I'm just like staring at them and not checking them out. I'm just like, because they're doing something
weird.
There's
so many mirrors at the gym too.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be looking over here and like be looking at someone. So like the idea that like they're just staring directly on you.
The only one I've ever agreed with, and this wasn't a gym one, this was a creepy one where this girl started filming because the guy was being creepy. Like, she wasn't like filming herself already. Yeah. And she was in a bookstore. She was in a bookstore. Mm-hmm. And this guy kept following her around and pretending to tie his shoe and sniffing up her skirt.
Oh, God.
It was really, really creepy and really obvious he was doing that. And then, like, midway through, like, this is like the third or fourth time she was showing on a camera. She was moving around the store and he kept following her and doing the same shit.
Yep.
And so, like, the fourth time he did it, she was like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I'm tying my shoe." It was like, he just was tying his shoe like 1,000 times in her video. So, like, there are creepy guys like that. But then there are people, it's just such a weird culture right now with, like, the phones. And so I can understand why guys would be deterred from looking stupid. Also, there's that whole thing where, like, guys' biggest fears are being, like, humiliated by a girl, where a girl's biggest fear is getting murdered by a guy.
I love that.
It's like, it's true, though.
Not sure.
Because, like, there have been a lot of dangerous situations where you feel preyed on, like, you're not safe, like, you're gonna get.
I don't know a woman who doesn't have a story.
I got drugged before.
Yeah, I don't know a woman who doesn't have a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even drink very much. I went to the club. So I used to live on Hollywood Boulevard, and my cousin was having her birthday 2 blocks away at a club on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't really go to clubs, but she, like, has a booth with bottle service, blah, blah, blah. She's like, "Please just come down, have like one drink, and then you can go." Because I had work the next day. So I was like, I can't really stay and party. So I was like, okay, I live right here. I'll just have one drink and then I'll go. And I set my drink down like they tell you not to do. And I didn't really think about it because I don't really go to clubs. And I set it down on the edge where there's people walking by.
Yep.
And that's where I think it happened, because I only got halfway through my drink and I couldn't walk anymore.
Yeah, that's insane.
I was like, everything was spinning. I was trying to throw up. I ended up, like, I couldn't walk back to my house. So I ended up spending the night at her house. She got me to her house, but I, like, threw up in a bag in the taxi cab. Like, I couldn't even use my legs. And that's just, like,
was there anybody trying to, like, get you that night?
I don't
know. Did you notice, or did your friend notice?
I didn't notice because I stayed so encircled by the group of girls.
Really,
there were a lot of girls. There were like 15
girls around you.
Yeah, and like three of them were my cousins. So
sad you have to travel in packs like that.
That's why girls travel in packs. Yeah.
It's like gazelles.
It really is. And I don't even know if the person was targeting me. Like, they might have just seen an open drink and just looked at, like, put it in there and then watched whoever takes it, you know? And I was just scooped up immediately with my cousins. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have a chance. But yeah, like, it's scary because there is predatory, actual dangerous predatory behavior with guys, and you never know, like, what guy is going to do it. It's always like you hear someone getting murdered. It's like, that guy was so nice. It's how it's, I never would have thought of that.
Never, nobody's ever like, he was a mean guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody.
So I get both sides of everyone being kind of on edge. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, on top of that, even if they're not dangerous people, there's just some guys that just want to fuck, or some girls that just want to fuck, or there's, like, a lot of hookup culture where it's like, what if I want something serious? And
that was never my shit.
Everyone just wants to hook up. And
no, that was never my shit.
Yeah, me neither.
It's a personality-based thing. I'm not better than people, by the way. It doesn't make me better than anybody.
No, yeah.
It's just my own proclivities. Is like, I was never like, I don't even think I could get hard if it was, like, not going to be something that could happen, like, romantically for me. Like, I'm just not built that way, where it's like, we're just going to fucking see what happens. Who cares? Like, I just have to be, I have to be emotionally interested in somebody.
100%.
Or I can't get turned on.
I mean, I've hooked up with people, but it was kind of sad because I'm like you, where it's like, I actually liked them as people and they were like friends. And then, you know, we drink and whatever, I'm single and they had a crush on me, but I didn't know. And like, we end up hooking up and then the friendship's ruined because I don't want to date them. But I liked them enough, like their personality enough that I could, like, hook up with them.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never had a random hookup ever. Yeah. Never had that. Yeah. It's not.
I had to hook up after an improv show one time, and then I've talked about this before, but like, and then after that, I was just like, I should make this happen and try to date her. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I can't. But that's how hard. I am. That's what I mean. I'm just like that. It's just, not, I'm better than people. It's just how I just, for me, it was always about finding my partner.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's interesting. Yeah. For me, it was that, but when I was single, it wasn't, because I was like, well, I was recovering from my last relationship and I didn't feel emotionally available to have another relationship. So I was like ready to explore being single for a while. And I like being alone. So I lived alone and like I have a lot of hobbies.
Yep.
So I didn't really like, occupied. I don't really get the whole thing of like, I'm going to die alone and be in bed alone. Like, I kind of just don't care. I didn't, or I didn't care. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, it's, I know, like, what I mean. And I think that part is important too, because I think you have to really like your own company in order to like really love somebody else. Otherwise you become codependent.
Yep.
Like you need someone there in order to feel happy. And I was pretty happy by myself. So anyone that I was going to date is just going to add to that.
Exactly.
Like, and that's the standard. If you don't add to that, then I don't want to date you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, it keeps it very simple when you're comfortable alone. So I really encourage everybody to spend time alone and, you know, like really get to know yourself and be excited.
Knowing yourself, I think, is the thing to underline. You know, I don't think I'm saying anything too crazy here, but there's like a group of people who I noticed were like giving this guy notes about his dating profile. He's asking for like, you know, notes on his dating profile. He's asking for it.
Yeah.
And then I just think he doesn't have any internal confidence.
Yeah.
So then when, you know, he's like every single note, I think he's like etching it into fucking stone, right? About what people are saying. And then like, imagine you're just like trying to navigate life and you get notes from people and then you got to apply those notes as well.
Yeah.
If you have a strong sense of self.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what notes you get. You know who you are.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what's missing for him is like he just doesn't know who the fuck he is, really. Not really.
Yeah.
Like not a ground rock center. Like I know baseline who I am, right?
Yeah.
We all got to find ourselves, find different things about ourselves later on. We're going to grow and change. But having a bedrock of like I am is not something everyone has.
Well, and how do you develop that? Like I think, and this might sound cheesy to some people, but like romancing yourself is a thing.
How so?
Like, I didn't realize I was doing this at the time.
Okay.
But now hearing, I was listening to a video where someone was talking about it. I was like, I used to do that.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Where you not only enjoy spending time with yourself, but it's like you're taking yourself on a date. Like, what would you want to do on a date? Because that's kind of how you find what you're passionate about, what makes you happy, what you like to do, what's fulfilling for you. And treating yourself like your own romantic partner, you know, like even like, you know, putting lotion on and moisturizing, like just being, I guess it's kind of meshed with mindfulness of like, you know, lighting a candle, like my favorite candle, like being immersed in my senses is what sensuality really is.
Sure.
It's like you, like the feeling of things like garments, like being silky and like lotion and like candles, the smell of that, making myself dinner. I would like, would like plate it in a way that was like romantic.
Okay.
It was like not just throwing things on a plate, but like, how would I like, what's a nice presentation for this plate of like food? And I would make myself dinner like it was like, but I didn't, it wasn't in my head like, oh, I'm dating myself.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
was just like, I want things to be lovely.
That's fascinating.
Like, I want this to be a lovely night at home. And what can I do? I'll light some candles.
And as a guy, you know? I'm like, I'll use a paper plate. They don't have to clean up.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking fire up a movie. I'm going to get something. I'm going to make a fucking piece of chicken, which is what I usually do. And
yeah.
Chicken and veggies and maybe some brown rice. And like, maybe I'll lift some weights afterward.
I don't know where I got the idea to do this either, because like it's not like someone told me romance yourself or whatever, and I didn't think of it that way at the time. But it was very like I was idealizing a night alone, like, you know, where it's like, why can't I do something that would be in like a movie montage or whatever? Like, why can't I have like a professional looking plate of food for my eyes only, like where
that.
It's just like, it's just for me, but it's like,
that's
cute. It's like a self-care thing. And like, and then I painted at night. Like I just painted, I would drink wine and painted and like, you know, just did things I truthfully enjoy doing from the most authentic core of my being. But I just didn't realize, you know, being put that way, it was like, I was romanticizing myself, like my life.
Okay.
And
How would you hit on yourself?
Well, we had a lot of... Well, actually, I did write stand-up, and I was like, I would make myself laugh with like certain bits. I was like, that's fucking funny. And, you know, I was like, you know.
Damn, dude.
I was just so... like, it's like you have nothing to lose, so why not? Yeah. You know, like it's like I'm at the bottom.
Yeah.
I also felt like a lot of my... And I had to untrain my mind to think about this, but I always felt like some of my best work came from when I was at my most depressed.
That's a fact.
But it's like, it's not even their most depressed. It's when you're empty, and empty doesn't necessarily mean sad, but just like you don't,
you're more fuck it.
You're not pressured. You don't have a lot to lose. You're just like coming from like a core place, and it helped to get there when I was just by myself and I allowed this night to be alone, enjoying things that I, and exploring what I enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
But when we come back, I will tell you about a time I got hit on by a stranger and accepted the date.
Perfect. Also, I'm going to make her watch a video before we come back, and she's going to respond to that as well.
Okay.
You're back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And we're back. So I showed Nikki a video.
Yeah, that video was going viral on Twitter.
It went viral. It's called Why Do Men?
Yeah, I saw that.
It's this girl who's like trying to do her job, and then there's this awkward dude who's constantly asking her questions. And like, he's like, hey, can you come help me pick out a sticker? And she's like, I think you can do it, bud. And like, just basically giving him all the hints in the whole universe.
Yeah, she's very clear.
Very clearly not interested in the cat.
Not interested.
And the cat is just continuously coming. Where do you go to school? Like, what's up?
Oh. I don't get how...
Do you like the beach? I saw him basically give up on himself and say, do you like the beach? I was like, dude, it's over for you, bro. And then he's like putting his card in. And she's like, put your card in. He's like, how does this work? And then he's like, you want to know my PIN? It's like,
yeah.
Dude, it's
yeah,
over
that was
for
really
you, bro.
Cringe.
It's over for cringe. You, dude. One of the most cringy videos I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
So, like, in that situation,
yeah,
right? Like, that's, like, a dude who's clearly just not getting hints at all.
Yeah.
And she couldn't have handled it better, I think.
Right. And you're going to put the link to this video in the
we'll put the video,
people can see.
The scripty.
Yeah, because it's very clearly, like, she's not interested. And I almost feel like she started filming herself because it's like, this guy's being, it's like unbelievable. Like, I'm not crazy, right? Like, I'm not crazy.
And I don't want to make this about the video per se, but this is about that experience for you, like as a chick and stuff. And like, even for me as a dude, like not being able to read the room, not just swinging and missing like that.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
See, I think this is what's hard for people to understand, and why I brought up like her filming it is because when we try to explain this to other guys, it's like you can't fathom a guy being like this, when it happens all the time.
Yeah.
It is like more prevalent than guys not being like this. And so when we try to say it, it's like, I almost feel like we're unbelieved. That's why you get like this whole like angry, you get a lot of angry women that are like, believe all women, you know, because it's like, because we're saying basic stuff that's not believed.
Yeah.
And so it's like when big stuff happens, it's like, please believe this happens, right?
Yeah.
But it's because you wouldn't do that. You would pick up a social cue. And you would pick up on her body language you would move away. Whereas like a lot of, there's a lot.
Also, I don't want anyone knowing my pen.
Who don't. That's actually the creepiest one, is when guys try to buy you.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that makes my stomach turn the most.
Yeah.
Is when like they try to, they're like, what do you want me to buy you? I could probably buy you anything. Like, you know, or it's like, what?
It's like weird. I said, that's like the pin convo. It's like, you gave up. You got nothing left.
But also like, let's walk this through.
Yeah.
I tell you, I want a Rolex. And then you go buy me a Rolex. Okay.
Now
you
what?
Think that I'm clearly obligated now to do something else, right?
Sure.
Like it's a transaction you're proposing.
Yeah, true.
Which is gross.
But then they call you a bitch after.
Yeah.
If you tick him up on it, like, hey, let me buy you something.
And then I don't.
And then you don't offer, or whatever, and you're a bitch after.
Right, because it's clearly, it's not like you're giving from your heart.
Yeah.
You're giving to get something.
Right.
Or
it's
when,
not the most altruistic thing.
Right. And, or like, I've had a guy hit on me before and I was like, no, and I was actually in a relationship. So, and he starts yelling at me like he's like, I would have bought you whatever you wanted. I would have bought you. I have two Mercedes. I would have given you one. It's like,
sick.
What?
You fucked up.
I know. I did.
You don't have a Mercedes.
No. And he would have given me one.
That's amazing. Although you would have had to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
Like Mr. B style. Everyone's like, he's a dick. You have to pay taxes on this stuff.
Yeah, Oprah got the same flack when
so
she was
stupid.
Giving away cars. That
Shut
whole
the
like
fuck up.
That whole story.
Dude, everyone has to ruin everything.
Yeah.
You can't just like be nice, give somebody something. Oh, Mr. Beast is a douchebag. He makes everyone little does everyone know you have to pay taxes. Okay.
Yeah. You should know that by now.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That makes people dicks. I love it.
It's wild.
Cynical world.
Wild.
Cynical
out there.
World.
Yeah. But yeah, to your point with this video, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Don't continue to pester somebody that's clearly not interested.
I like to use great examples, like big, huge examples to emphasize points.
Yeah.
I think this one really helps a lot of people maybe. Because there is somebody out there who's going to watch this video and go like, I actually read this. Oh. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just like asking her questions. Oof. What's the big deal? It's like, dude, she's working there, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she is giving you all the hints. She doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
One word answers and you're like, oh, she's maybe still interested in me. It's like, dude.
I also think if that person in the comments wants to make their point, imagine it not being a girl. Imagine it being a dude, a hairy ass dude working there. Like, is that guy pestering that hairy ass dude the whole time? Is he like offering his pin? No. So then he's clearly hitting on the girl.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, it's just innocent questions.
I know.
I hate when people change it like that,
where
they're like, no, I'm not crazy. You're not just asking innocent questions, okay? Like,
I know I'm being a simp right now because I'm agreeing with Nikki, but you know, you gotta simp it up sometimes.
You gotta
get
simp
late.
It.
I'm trying to get
Do
laid
simp
here.
Simp it up.
Thank you.
Do simp
Thank
it up. Okay.
Okay, now let's talk about your experience.
Okay. So about the stranger that asked me out on a date. Okay,
yes.
So when I was single, in between, there was two times I was single in my 20s. In between relationships and in between long relationships, right? And they were only for like pockets of time, like a couple months. And the first time I was single in my 20s, I was I moved out, we were living together. And when we broke up, I moved into my own studio and I was like, you know, on my own for the first time. And it was like, okay, well, this is what, you know, single girls in their 20s do is like they go on a date, I guess. Like I had only dated people that were in friend groups, right? Mm-hmm. But I was open to like, okay, if a guy wants to court me, I will try this dating thing. Like I want to dip my toes. I want to have that experience. I'll, you know, be open-minded about it, even though it's definitely out of my comfort zone. I've never gone on a date with anyone that I didn't know beforehand. Yeah. Right. And so like I was going to try there weren't really dating apps at this time. Like OkCupid didn't come around for a couple of years. So like there was eHarmony. There weren't like young people didn't go on dating apps. Okay. And so we were at a girl's dinner and it was like me and a group of girl YouTubers. And we were going to Saddle Ranch. Not, but that's a movie. Saddle Ranch, which is a big place on Sunset Boulevard in LA, and
It's a choice, I think. It's a franchise.
Yes, and it's you can get rowdy. It's pretty big in there, but it wasn't super rowdy. It was the end of the year, and this is the last time we were going to see each other before the holidays, and there were like six of us, and all of a sudden, a bunch of buses show up and Santa Clauses come pouring out, like tons of people dressed like Santa just like come pouring out. And apparently there's like an annual pub crawl called SantaCon. I learned this later, but we were waiting for two of the girls to get to our table. And so there was two seats open and these guys just come sit down and they're like, they're fucking blasted drunk. Yeah. And we're like, ew, go away. Like our friends are coming. Like this is not for you. And one fucks off immediately, but the other one is so wasted. And he's like, you're the woman of my dreams. And, like he's got like a white t-shirt on and a Santa hat. And he's all like scruffled. And he's just like, what is it going to take for me to take you out? And I was like, I don't know you. I'm waiting for my friend. Go away. And I was really rude to this guy. He was very persistent and he kept trying new tactics. Okay. And he was being a little funny and playful with it, even though he's really drunk. And he like has a gum wrapper in his pocket. He makes me a ring out of the gum wrapper and he proposes to me. Like, and he's just like escalating it, like, because the more I reject him, the more he's like escalating it in a like a silly comical Might nonsense as well.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah.
And
like
then,
a clown.
Yeah, like a clown. And then towards the end, our friends get there. And so I'm like, you gotta go. Like our friends are here. And he's like, okay, if you're not gonna give me your number, at least come to my improv show. And I was like, you do improv? And then he's like, yeah, I have a show on Friday night. Just please come to my improv show. And I was like, well, do you know Jason Horton? Who's in Totally Random Sketch. At the time, this was like height of Totally Sketch. Yeah, we were always hanging out together.
We're the most famous people on earth.
And I knew Jason had invited me to his show on Friday night. Yeah. And he was like, he's in my improv group. Out of all those Santas. Like, there were like hundreds of people there. And this guy was not only on the same team as Jason, they were both having the show that night. And Jason had invited me to that show because it was right down the street from my studio that I was now living in alone. So I was like, I got nothing to do. I want to go hang out with people as much as possible, right? So he finds out that I know Jason, and then he's texting Jason, and then Jason's texting me like, hey, give my boy a chance.
Oh, yeah. Being a writer,
I'm like,
Portland's definitely always a writer,
okay. And so I'm like, all right, I'll go on a date, you know? Like,
but that was a date going to the improv
show? No.
Okay.
He's like, oh, like once he found out I knew, he used that as an end. He's like, well, if you don't give me your number, I'll try to get it from Horton, right? And I was just like, all right, this guy worked his ass off.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a cool guy. I don't know. Like, I want to be open-minded. I don't want to be like
being yes man.
Yes. I was like having a yes year where I was like, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't really think I would ever say yes normally, but I'm being open-minded and he seems cool and nice enough, you know, and he knows my friend. Maybe he's funny. He's on
What if you guys got married? What an improv story. Team,
right?
What a beautiful story.
Okay. So by the way, I love this.
Upwards inflection in the voice.
I love this person.
He's a nice person. I like this person too, by the way.
I really
don't blame him.
I have a lot of love for this person.
Yeah.
Now, like we've known each other now for a long time. I don't interact.
I like him.
I don't interact with him very often, but like we follow each other on Instagram.
I helped him make some money in crypto, by the way.
You did, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, which is so funny. So funny. We're all interconnected. But yeah, so basically it worked. It wasn't great.
No,
I mean,
yeah,
it, like
out.
We had actually, the date was fun. I just wasn't romantically interested at all. And it was like, but it was fun and I wanted to be friends with this person. Yeah. But
and then I'm sure he really wanted to be friends real bad too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like best friends probably.
Yeah, yeah. It's all, that's the bummer is that I actually, because I really like hanging out with it. Like I like, and this has happened many times where like I like hanging out with that person, but I'm not romantically interested and they kind of are.
Yeah.
And then so it's like hard
to guys
have,
and girls can't
have a friendship.
It's not real.
It's very,
it's not
very
true
rare for
it's,
that to.
You can't have a friendship if you have a big secret.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then I ended up getting into a long-term relationship with his roommate.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad news
so,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. But my point being is that, you know, sometimes it's like right place, right time.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. He got my number. We went on a date. You know, and I wasn't romantically interested, but it worked. Like I thought he was,
his pickup worked.
And he was persistent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
it
like,
wasn't too creepy.
But he wasn't
it was
creepy
like,
persistent.
It was cute.
Persistent. He was like he knew his role. Like
yeah.
He was playing role of drunk guy that's gonna keep trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like knows he's
it
being
was like
rejected.
An improv scene.
It was.
He was heightening it.
And because I
gave
was
you a
yeah,
shitty
and
fake
I
ring.
Love doing bits. Like
yeah, yeah,
so
exactly.
Like. I feel like I do bits with people who are unknowingly doing bits with me.
So he read the room, did
yeah.
a good job of reading you.
I thought I was trolling him. He thought
yeah.
he was trolling me.
Yeah, for sure.
Basically,
sure.
Like, he just doesn't really have people play back at him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the game was the more he hits on me, the harder I reject him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was just going super hard, the higher he would escalate.
Sure.
And it became a game where it was fun to see the next person's reaction.
Yes.
So that did work, but I don't know how to translate that into a like,
but it's read the room,
what works
so,
in this room. Yeah, the read
no,
the room.
So,
yeah,
so like one of my favorite stories of you know, quote unquote success rate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a bar with a buddy of mine and like same shit as you, I was just there to like go to a bar with my buddy. I wasn't like I have an agenda trying to meet a chick or whatever. I didn't give a fuck. I was just like going to a bar, just trying to get out because I was going through a breakup and I was like, just need to be out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing sucks more than looking at the popcorn ceiling and being like, oh, fuck. I see the universe and then I'm alone in it, right? I'm at the bar and then this chick catches eyes with me twice.
Okay.
Not once, twice.
Okay.
So I go, okay, she's showing interest in me and yeah, she's kind of cute. So I was like, all right. So the next time she caught eyes with me, and it wasn't like she's just glancing at me. It was like she's looking at me like for and then looking away.
Right.
So it was like showing interest.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And I saw a little smile behind those eyes and all that kind of shit. So I was like, okay. The next time she looks at me, I'm going to make a move. And I did. I went like this. She looked at me. She looked at me again. And I go, you, me.
Yeah.
Sit here. And then from across the room.
Yeah.
Like from all the way across the room. By the way, back then. My eyes worked much better. Yeah. And so, yeah. And she immediately gets right up from her friend group. Her friends like started like going like, you know, like that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But like she didn't even like question it. She was like, okay, cool.
That's,
and she came sat next
hot.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hot.
I like
right?
that.
Yeah. And you know me, that's if I like you, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
And then, but then like we were talking. And I wasn't ready for anything yet, so
yeah.
I didn't ask for her number or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like talking to her and stuff, like I always do. Like I was saying to you earlier, my intention is to get to know you.
Right.
It is not to like. And now that I did this, step two is to try to achieve
collect,
number.
Yeah, collect the number. Collect
that
it. Yeah.
Shit is so bad. When you get yourself into those situations, you're not actually being present for the conversation.
Yeah.
You have an agenda. And you're present for the next step on your stupid fucking list, and you're getting in your own way.
And they'll pick up on that.
You
think you're being smooth?
You
yeah, exactly.
How could you not?
No.
I know. I wish I could just make people just fucking take it easy.
I know.
But you can't. It's such a learned thing. And you have to know yourself. You have to have internal confidence, number one. Know who the fuck you are, number two.
Yeah.
And number three, you have to know what you want. I didn't go there that night to get laid to prove something to myself. And this is what happens to men.
Yes.
Right? You go there to get laid, trying to prove something to yourself, and like, oh yeah, and then I'll get my confidence back. I have a fucking neighbor. He's dumber than fuck. Maybe the dumbest guy I know. Liquid between his ears. Because I got a buddy of mine who is going through a breakup right now, and he's like, you just need to fuck everything in town. Fuck everybody in Vegas, all this shit. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Because I know you, brother, and that's not how you're gonna process this. What you need to do is do what you want to do. What's your proclivity, right?
Yeah.
Like, because I can feel people. He is not that guy who's like at a bar, I'm here to catch some ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Definitely
like,
not.
Not everyone is this other guy, my neighbor, shit for brains, right? Not everyone's shit for brains, right? Not everyone has like
a
bag of dog poop between their ears.
We love him.
I know. Well, that's why I joke. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, but like my buddy is like, what do you mean? This is how it works every time. You just go fuck everything in sight until you feel numb, and then like you figure it out after that. And I'm like, no, dude, this guy's fine. He just needs to like find his person, and he needs to do it in a progression, right?
Yeah,
in a natural progression that makes sense, not a forced fucking progression.
No,
don't put undue pressure on yourself.
Don't fuck yourself into it.
Don't fuck yourself into it. Exactly, you can't fuck yourself into something.
Yeah,
you have to just, you know. And one day you wake up and you go, "Holy shit, I'm so glad I did all that."
Yeah,
that's it. Take the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to prove shit to yourself. Because believe it or not, you're not. When you get laid that night, right? It takes a piece of you out, right?
Yeah.
It takes a part of you away, in my opinion, because you're just there to get a score,
mm-hmm.
and you're not there to really like connect with someone. And that sounds so simpy and lame. I know.
So simpy.
Oh, dude, Fresh and Fit. Those guys, play this clip.
Dad.
So this guy's dressed like an idiot. Okay, I get it, but I'm just saying, dude. Like, when you know what you want,
mm-hmm.
it changes everything.
Yeah,
it changes everything, and it's like going there to like actually try to have a connection with somebody, and just starting with I'm just gonna attempt the connection.
Yeah, like from a friendship, like that's how you would with a friend.
That's it.
Like, please just do it like you would do with a friend.
I really think everyone should watch this. Which unfortunately means that Fresh and Fit will too. And they'll make fun of me. That's fine. I think it's good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's Fresh and Fit's like a podcast, right?
Yeah. It's like those guys who are like, you know, like chicks are there to like fucking mine you guys for APYs and like try to get you to buy purses for them. Okay. We get it. Dude.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you look for people like that, you'll find it. Like, there's certainly, like...
There's definitely money, you know, gold-digging whores out there.
Yeah, and there's also...
Kevin Costner is... Remember Kevin Costner? The famous actor?
Costner?
Kevin Costner, exactly. His ex-wife, gold-digging whore.
Is she?
Gold-digging slut.
Oh, my gosh. It's very aggressive.
Because I read PMZ, and that's what they say about her.
Oh, that's what they say.
Yeah, so now I know, because it's new. So right. That's how I know.
Okay, now tell everyone it's a bit...
No, I'm literally just telling you a TMZ headline.
What TMZ
said. Gold digging whore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's also dudes who think that that's the only way to get women is by like throwing money at them.
Yeah, they flashing like, money. Flashing.
And then they turn around and go, she only wanted me for my money. It's like, that's the only thing you showed her.
Yeah, dude.
Like, it's like you led with that.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, okay, I'm kind of interested, sure. Yeah. And then you're like, gosh, bitches only want you for your money.
So stupid.
I don't get that part.
I know. Driving up to a club in Miami with a Lamborghini and then like judging all the chicks who are like, hey, I think your car is cool.
Yeah.
That's
fucking gold digger.
Okay. Dude, you literally just, first of all, you know, there are gold digging whores out there, obviously.
Sure.
But like, there's also chicks out there who like cars.
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of shit.
So you're leading with
you're
this.
You're leading with it.
Like, if you don't want people to only like you for your money or whatever you think they do,
let them find out.
Then lead with your personality. Oh, you're not confident enough mm-hmm. to lead with your personality?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then that's a you problem, brother.
That is a fact.
Like, you just gotta you lead with the thing that you want to be valued for.
That's a fact.
And if you don't want to be valued for the thing you're leading with, then fucking stop leading with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing that people are getting like so mixed up over. And both sexes do this. It's not just, I'm using a men example, but like, you know, women do this too, where it's like they are leading with beauty. Like they're like, they, you know, get like, you know, injections and like yeah. and like they spend a lot
up.
On like
fake it up.
Like extension and like really take a lot of time to for their appearance. Yeah. And then it's like, guys only like me for my looks. It's like, that's what you're leading with. Yeah. Like, you can't lead with that and then go, everyone just likes me for that. It's show something else.
I know.
Why are you, what do you want to be valued for?
It's like the chicks with massive fucking.
You want people to know your personality? Should yeah. lead with
quadruple
your fucking personality.
Quadruple D tits. And then they're like, people just like me for my titties. It's like, no fucking shit. The guys who like that are like,
try
you know.
Wear a fucking hoodie every day yeah. and lead with something else.
Baggy clothes. Let's
like,
see what happens.
I just don't, I don't like the hypocrisy. Like, know. You know, be
you're at fault too.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Take some accountability for the way that you're presenting yourself. And if you don't like that, change it.
Love it.
Like, you don't want people to like you for your looks, or you don't want people to just hook up with you. You don't want people to like you for your money or because you got a cool car, then fucking lead with something else.
Yeah. But and, they don't, but like you said, they're too insecure for that. So they lead with the thing that they assume
the
people want.
Yeah.
And because they read from the wrong sources,
yeah,
wrong places, get the wrong impressions about people, yes. judge them, prejudge them. Now I know what you're going to want.
Yeah.
And then they get, go figure, they fish with the wrong hooks and wrong lures.
Yeah.
And pull up bad fish.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Amen.
That's what it is.
You're responsible for
That's
the way that
about.
You present yourself.
Agreed. Well, I
God
wish...
forbid you take accountability out there.
Right?
God forbid.
Both,
no, it's
and
them,
both,
though.
And both
it's them
sides,
being bitches,
right.
though. Right?
Yeah.
And guys being assholes.
And guys being assholes.
And bitches being bitches.
And why are men?
Exactly.
Thank and you. Bitches are crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that part I agree with.
Well.
And that's all the time we have for today. So
I'll have you know, I took a...
bitches are crazy test?
A hot first crazy test, like where it shows you percentage-wise, like where you stand.
Yeah.
And I only got 65% crazy.
The test is broken.
I know. Yeah. But they didn't ask me a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I feel like I was
and
like,
you're
let
recovering.
Me, can I help you guys find my crazy? Because like you just like really asked some basic questions, like basic bitch questions.
That's like
it was more about like, do you flee when others show emotions? It's like, no. But I'm gonna tell you about alien conspiracy theories. Like, you didn't even ask me about that shit.
They don't know. They're not ready.
Let me
for
tell
you
how Paul died in 1966,
they're
and
not ready
they
for
recast
you.
Him in the Beatles with a different guy. It's a different guy.
They're not ready for you.
But they didn't ask me about that, so I'm only appearing 65% crazy.
Tell them about the fuzzy hat. What's it for?
I just like it. It makes me laugh.
Why'd you buy a lot of them?
To give them out to people for
Why?
To bring them joy.
Why?
For Run Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For Run Good. What's Run Good?
Well, okay. When I wore my fuzzy hat.
There it is.
I won a poker tournament and got to sit on the big game. I gave my friend a fuzzy hat. She won her poker tournament
Here
that she
is.
Was playing. We were playing two different tournaments on the same day. We both won wearing fuzzy hats.
The truth.
Okay. And so.
See, imagine. But my first question. See, I had to go deeper.
Yeah, you had to keep asking
to
the right
deeper.
Questions. You got
to
ask the
I
right
know
questions.
Now I know how fucking crazy you are. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to really dig for the, you got to find it.
And that's all the time
the
we have
deep
for today.
Crazy, you got to ask the deep questions.
Keep an eye on this one. We'll see you guys on the next one. Nothing helps us out more. Patreon.com/sticky.
I'm
going to
go play poker today. You'll
should.
See.
Okay, patreon.com/sticky.
And then I won't be crazy.
You get the show a day early. You get my crypto corner, unbelievable over there. You get our unbelievable Discord community, free roll poker tournament every month, sticky stream. We love you guys.
Cash prizes.
And we'll
it's
see
a good
you
time.
On the next one.
We'll see you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.